Well, we're talking with Ken at Wilderness Sports in downtown Ishpeming. I appreciate your time today, Ken, and I'd like to continue talking fishing with you. Are you selling any products for ice fishing right now that you've noticed or that people would be interested to hear about?
We sell a lot of the automatic fishermen's. We actually got one more left. They're pretty neat. You know, they pretty much do everything for you as far as a traditional tip-up would do. It sets the line and everything for you.
I have heard people are completely replacing all their beaver dams or thermals with these automatic fishermen. Can you explain a little bit more about what they do?
It's basically like a tip-up, but you're just putting your, you know, you can get one with a rod, or if you have your own rod, you can put that in there too. And you just set it like a normal tip-up, but as soon as you get even the littlest nibble, you can adjust the sensitivity on it, and it'll set the hook for you so you don't lose nothing.
So does it load, do you load your rod bent and it sets the
hook? Yeah, the rod is going to bend, kind of like a flag on a tip-up. It's going to bend a little bit at the tip, and you can adjust the sensitivity of it to where even, you know, if you're going for bigger or smaller fish, it'll even tip up for small fish too.
Yeah, I've been hearing amazing things about it catching trout and crappie, which are incredibly tough to get on a tip-up.
On a tip-up, right, yeah. You know, normally you think of pike and stuff like that on a tip-up, but they're catching even the picture on the front of it has a whole bunch of panfish on there.
Yeah. So you only got a couple left. Can you get more of them?
Yeah, I can get more of them.
Well, that's good to hear. Automatic Fisherman, you're not the first shop that's talked about them, that's for sure. Lots of people are going to those for their tip-ups, and good to hear.
Yeah. People have been just replacing their tip-ups with those, and I kind of agree.
Anything else that's happening that we should know about? Are you seeing, like, any Swedish pipples going or anything like that?
Yeah, we get the people in here looking for Swedish pimples. I just sold a few, or, you know, I guess pink is the hot color this time, and we're completely out of them, and, you know, we're trying to keep them coming. Yeah, we carry the jig and wraps and all that kind of stuff, a lot of various different kind of jigs and stuff here. Whatever you're looking for, we probably got it or can get it.
All right, Ken, well, if that's all you got for us today, I sure appreciate the insight and information, and appreciate a couple minutes of your time today.
Hey, no problem. You take it easy now.
Ken from Wilderness Sports in downtown Ishpeming, right here on the Outdoor Show.